host today, Olivia Thompson here. On this episode of discussing the famous novel we all enjoyed, Handmaid's Tale, I will be going in depth on each character and all their actions and thoughts throughout the novel. Offred is one of the main characters in this novel. She is classified as a handmaid. Being a handmaid means she is a fertile woman who is forced to bear children with whomever she is assigned to sleep with. Offred adopted her name when she became property of her commander, who was Fred. Offred's life was pretty much all taken away when she became used by the commander. The entire novel was presented in Offred's point of view, going through all of her memories and experiences in her life. Offred is a kind and intelligent woman who was put into an awkward and ordinary situation. Now the commander, the one responsible for this awkward situation he made possible. The founder of Gilead, the regime he made up to produce more births. It came to Offred's attention that he made the prison when he seemed so in control, yet still upset that he had so much control. Despite the commander being sympathetic towards Offred, he is evil for making the prison to use and abuse women's bodies. The commander's wife, Serena Joy. As you can imagine how someone would feel if their husband was sleeping with another woman, she definitely didn't like the idea. But the weirdest part of it all is that this is normal, and Serena was aware that he was sleeping with another woman with the intentions of making her pregnant, so that him and his wife could have the child. Serena actually kept a very big secret from Offred. She knew where her lost daughter was and would tell Offred only after she slept with her husband. Serena showed no sympathy to anyone. She was very cruel, which was the perfect character to have as his wife, but she was definitely not likable. Unlike Serena, Offred made a good friend. This friend was Moira. Moira's relationship with Offred was true friendship. The kind of relationship they had was made since college, but they weren't allowed to speak to each other in Gilead. Moira's character rejected all male interactions because she was a lesbian and had her own values that were not necessarily values that Gilead prepared for. Moira was able to escape because she fought against Gilead to identify her identity. And Aunt Lydia, not a very likable character. She warned Offred to be cautious of the wives. She told her to forgive them, for they not know what they do. Quoting Jesus on the cross, she told Offred to feel sorry for them because they are unable to bear their own children. Aunt Lydia was responsible for Offred's education, and she often had the misogynistic phrases in this novel, with her belief in religion. Handmaid's Tale was made to imagine a time in our future when women lose all rights and are run by men. When birth rates are declining, the political group takes it upon themselves to increase the rates by forming women to sleep with men. A very complicated situation to try and solve, but this is how the novel was made, to make us wonder if women's rights could be taken away, and we could be hopeless for ourselves.